welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. A much-needed lifeline for performing arts venues is in the works, thanks to the $15 billion Save Our Stages Act, a measure championed by the National Independent Venue Association. NIVA, as it is called, is hoping to stanch the rate of permanent venue closings across the country. Wilson Center Director Shane Fernando knows firsthand the challenges faced by performing arts venues.
The impact on the Wilson Center has been pretty substantial. Many people assume, oh, Wilson Center is with the community college, you're okay. And the Wilson Center is a department of the community college, but our operations, our programming, our staffing is all independent from the college. We cover those expenses through revenue, through ticket sales, and through donors. And when our ticket sales disappeared, we were out of money in terms of revenue coming in. And unfortunately, because we are a department, where we are at the college, we were ineligible for all of the programs that have come forward.
Shane is also part of NIVA's national network of regional outreach coordinators. While he's tasked with getting the word out to venues in North and South Carolina, he wants to be sure the local arts community takes advantage of the SBA program.
My goal in particular is I want to see our organizations in the Cape Fear region to be at the front of the line, ready to go. And there are ways that we can prepare as organizations. We don't have all the specifics yet from the Small Business Administration, but we do have ideas of what we need to have together once those gates open. And I want all of us at the front of the line.
Who is eligible for the program?
There is quite a broad swath of organizations. We have live performance venue operators, as well as presenters and promoters, performing arts organizations such as community theater organizations, symphonies, professional theater organizations, talent representatives, theatrical producers, motion picture theater operators, and not-for-profit museums.
How will grant amounts be determined?
What that fund will go to is it's comparing the organization's gross earned revenue from 2019 and the same period in 2020, and then 45% of that difference will be what an organization would be eligible to receive.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with Wilson Center Director Shane Fernando, who is doing double duty as a regional outreach coordinator for NIVA, the National Independent Venue Association. Their lobbying efforts resulted in a $15 billion fund to be administered by the SBA in hopes of shoring up arts venues. A phased application period will be announced soon.
And the most vulnerable will be at the front of the line. So those that show a 90% or higher decrease in revenue in that time will be at the front of the line and will be able to apply in the first 2 weeks. I believe Wilson Center will be one of those organizations. Then the next 2 weeks will open up to organizations at 70% or more in terms of impact. And then it opens up to everyone after that. And most of the organizations are small businesses. They're mom and pops, they're nonprofits. And that's what this legislation and this bill focuses on. And so also it is for the smaller entities. There are actually limitations that take out the large corporate venues and promoters that are nationwide and globally. So it definitely has a local focus.
While the SBA works out the program's details, Shane encourages potential applicants to become a member of NIVA and begin getting your paperwork in order. Information is available at nivassoc.org. In a recent survey of independent venue owners, promoters, and booking agents, 90% said they'd have to close permanently if funding doesn't come in time. Shane says that worst-case scenario can be averted thanks to the work of NIVA and the $15 billion SBA program.
It's a pretty amazing little engine that could story that something so small and grassroots created the largest federal arts supports in our nation's history.
Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.